Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 BFI London Film Festival, and I'm so pleased to be joined by director Rose Glass. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Presenting the film St. Maud here at the festival. So, for the benefit of the listeners who are not familiar with the film, would you like to maybe say a few words to introduce it?
Yeah, sure. St. Maud's my debut horror film that wrote and directed. It's a strange kind of psychological horror, which follows the story of a young reclusive live-in nurse called Maud, who goes to care for her newest patient, Amanda, who's played by Jennifer Ely, and she's a retired dancer living by herself by the sea, who's dying. And Maud is this devout Christian who's got quite a weird obsession with God, and she thinks, she gets into her head that she's been sent to Amanda for a divine purpose to sort of save her soul before she dies, and so she starts meddling with her life and things spiral dangerously out of control.
Well, it's great. I mean, I found it to be a very multi-layered film. There's a lot to unravel, but I just wondered, as a first kind of follow-up question to that, what is, why are you so fascinated with the horror genre? What is it that appeals to you so much about it?
I mean, to be honest, I'm not like a kind of huge horror nerd or anything. Like, I think I've just always been, the kinds of film that I've liked have always been kind of weird and, you know, shocking. And I like having that sort of reaction of being shocked and surprised when I'm in a film. So I guess that's naturally the sort of kind of stories that I was attracted to telling. But
also maybe the expressing yourself through it. Is that another thing that appeals to you? Maybe there's a metaphorical or poetic thing that you can achieve with this genre?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I guess what horror does do is tap into something quite primal, and I think the sort of the urge for people to go and like be scared in the cinema is kind of, I find it very exciting anyway. It taps into something quite interesting. So,
and as a first go at it, how was the experience? I mean, what was it like?
It probably sounds nauseating, but it's honestly been a really wonderful experience making it. I mean,
not nauseating at all. That's great.
But no, honestly, like, we've been incredibly supportive about Film 4 BFI, and pretty much everyone that was involved, and we seem to have a really nice atmosphere on set. And I feel we were just massively lucked out on a lot of things.
So. I mean, I love the fact that there's this, if I can call it, a religious theme to it, but also a more psychological theme that's about the mind and something maybe more scientific than that. It's a fascinating contrast, right? I mean, was that your intention to have those two sort of polar opposites in a sense?
Yeah, totally. I mean, to be honest, I hope the film can work on sort of either level depending how you're inclined to believe. But for me personally, it's kind of always been more about loneliness and been more of a character. It's just much as character study as a horror film. And yeah, no, totally. I knew I wanted quite naturally, as I was developing the story, it started to become more about mental health, and it's something I'm very interested in and wanted to tell a story about. Like, I think something that interests me is the fact that you never know what's going on in someone else's head. Like, it's quite straightforward, really, I guess. But I'm interested in that kind of divide of what we present to the world and what's really going on inside, and so I wanted to set a film that was kind of very interior and in a woman's head, but in a way where you're completely kind of with her and you experience what's going on in her life in a very visceral way, particularly as someone who's kind of going through sort of potentially psychosis or, you know, having these kind of issues. I didn't want us to be watching her from a distance and thinking, oh, this weird woman doing weird stuff. I think it's I don't know.
The viewer kind of gets the opportunity to sort of connect with the characters as well, in a sense.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I like films where the stories and characters are maybe dealing with stuff that on the surface seems kind of inexplicable or shocking or really weird, but then through the story, I don't know, maybe people will be hopefully surprised and maybe a bit afraid about what they recognise.
Right, there's a lot in it.
Yeah, she's motivated. You know, there's a lot of strange stuff that happens in the film, but she's more motivated all the way by very, I think, universal things. It's kind of, you know, fear of loneliness and alienation and all this.
Which we discussed a little bit, those themes with Jennifer and Morford as well. I think, yeah, there's a lot in it that people can identify with as well. That's part of the beauty of the film. I've been tapped on the shoulder, so we're going to have to wrap it up. It was a pleasure, really. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.